Fauer.
I'm Dan Olson-Bang.
And this is GradCast, brought to you by Syracuse University. In today's episode, we're talking about how to start a new job or an internship. So we know that lots of students, once they accept a position, they realize, oh, great, I'm so excited to start this position, but now I don't know what to do or if I should be doing anything next. And we want you to succeed. And I don't know about you, Dan, but I definitely made some mistakes when I was doing internships or starting new jobs that I'd like
to help people. No mistakes here.
No mistakes. Of course. But we want to help you make sure you know how best to prepare so that way you can start off being a great employee again, whether that's a job or an internship. So the first step to think about is once you've accepted a job, you should start thinking about what questions are good to ask. And you should be asking questions and finding out information. Now, of course, you have a lot to learn and you don't want to bombard your hiring manager or the recruiter with dozens and dozens of questions. But some things that you may want to ask is, what can I do to best prepare for the job or the internship? So if you have a few months or a semester before this position starts, you may want to ask that question so you can brush up on some additional skills or read some articles or books or things like that to better prepare you for the position. You should also ask some logistical questions, such as what time should I arrive on the first day? This is really important. Sometimes your workday is at one time, maybe 8:30 to 5, and sometimes they want you to show up at 9 on your first day so that way they can get settled, and that's your hiring manager or your coworkers before you arrive and they help usher you around on your first day. You want to make sure when you ask these questions, you make notes and you show up at the time that is expected. You also want to understand what the expected attire is. Now, most of the time you get a feel for this when you're going on your interviews, whether they're in person or hopefully a video chat, but you do want to understand what is the expected attire. So that way you show up on your first day dressed appropriately. And we're talking about in-person positions. And we know some of you may be starting remote positions, but you still want to look professional if you are on video chats with your camera on. So asking some logistical questions, how you can best prepare, really show that you're being mindful and thoughtful about the position and that you're eager for getting going on day one.
Step two is when you start to think about how to prepare specifically for that first day. So one thing to remember, of course, is that you need to figure out how long it takes for you to get to the job, assuming, of course, that we're talking in person, so that you know what you're going to be up against. You should go there in a variety of times, just in case you run into traffic at one time and not so much in other times, just so that you know that you're going to be on time. Of course, there are many days to make an impression, but nothing is quite as memorable as that first one. And coming in harried and exhausted and behind just doesn't look good. It's not the best look. Want to make sure that you're early, if anything, not that you're late. Make sure that you, as Tracy said, dress appropriately. Bring your lunch and a water bottle unless they tell you specifically that you'll be taken out for lunch, just so that you are kind of in control of that situation. You can expect in many cases that you'll be given a tour of the site, the office, the building, whatever it may be. So wear comfortable shoes. They can be presentable, but I wouldn't go around in something that was too stiff and too uncomfortable on the first day, especially. Remember also that you have a lot to learn and it's a good idea to ask questions on that day, but also remember that there are limitations to that. So follow the leader, be sensitive to the people around you and try to sort of align with their expectations. There are probably going to be some minutia on that day. They'll be giving you passwords, accounts. They'll be walking you through some basic stuff. Bring a notebook and a pen so that you can write things down and keep it in mind, especially because you can't necessarily count on what kind of access you'll have on that first day. I remember starting a job and for a couple of days, because I had to order a computer, I was doing my work on my cell phone. And so I would have been much better off in some aspects of that job had I brought a notebook and pen. But the main point to remember is improvise and be adaptable. Now, having said that, I worked on a cell phone. Make sure, please, that your phone is on silent. You do not want to have that going off at an inopportune moment.
So prepping for your first day is really important, and you might have some night before anxiety or nerves. Maybe you're just excited. Those are all great things. So a reminder when you get up in the morning and you're showing up on your first day, and again, we're mostly focused on in-person positions, but we understand some of you may start remotely or working on some things ahead of time before you go to a physical office. So Dan mentioned, you know, you want to show up early. Just show up a few minutes early. You don't want to show up any more than 10 minutes early. That could, you know, cause some issues with the person that you're meeting and their schedule. So you just want to show up a few minutes early. You want to greet others with a smile. We have yet to see if handshakes will return after the pandemic, but if that's something that is returning, you'll want a firm handshake. Now, Dan mentioned the minutiae, setting up accounts. Your first day may be boring. That's just how it is. And you're going to be probably thrown a lot of information, or things may move slowly because they're waiting on technology like Dan experienced, or you're meeting with different people throughout the day to learn different things. And you may forget these things. That's completely fine. I remember starting at Syracuse University 10 years ago, and I think it took me between 1 to 2 years to really get comfortable with this massive institution and all the people that I was interfacing with or needed to go to for collaboration or questions or things like that. So it's okay to keep asking questions, but understand it's going to take some time for you to remember how to do things because you're still learning. So when you make your good and first impression, when you're smiling or handshake or just greeting people warmly, you want to make sure that you follow through on all of those first impressions because those are important, but you want to make sure you are asking questions, you are contributing some ideas and things like that. Now, if possible, hopefully you'll have a chance to observe before executing tasks. It's always good to see how things are done. And as a new person, you might have additional ideas, but remember the people who have worked there before you or for longer may have already tried out certain things. So you want to contribute those ideas, but also be open to learning, observing, and finding out how things are currently being done. Make sure that you don't suffer in silence. You should ask for clarification or guidance. If you've been assigned a task or a project to do and you're really not sure how to do it, getting that clarification and guidance is much preferred than you sitting in silence, suffering, not knowing what to do, and then not being able to produce whatever it is that you were asked to do by the time that it is due. And we also suggest in any of your correspondence, which we know we've talked about written communication and things like that, that you want to proofread many times. So whenever you're sending an email or some sort of communication, you want to make sure that it is perfect with its grammar. You want to make sure that it has a great tone. And when you're texting or using text like emails, you want to make sure that there's no misinterpretation of your intentions. So proofreading, making sure you're presenting, "You hired me for a reason. I'm working hard for you," is really important on that first day. And as Dan mentioned, being able to adapt. Again, some first days may be boring, some may be overwhelming. I know one of the last times I started a new job, I was so overwhelmed. By the end of my first week, I was just completely exhausted. So make sure to keep your activities outside of work rather light because your brain is going to be absorbing so much information and so many new people and things in your environment that you'll have a lot going on.
Now, step four, how do you continue the momentum? Remember, as Tracy said, that it takes time to get adjusted and comfortable. The first week, as Tracy mentioned, is just not the easiest time. It's difficult to remember names and faces and procedures and order, and maybe you're also in a new place, and that, of course, adds to the stress. But just remember, you don't need to know everything all at once. There are very few jobs that expect you to be 100% up to speed and aware of all the ins and outs of it right away. Remember to continue to ask questions, offer suggestions, but remember to do so in a humble way. You know, there are sometimes when something that seems obvious to you may have been tried already and it didn't work out so well for other people. So keep things light until you really land on your feet and understand exactly what it is that's going on. You know, there are dynamics that you'll encounter in your first week, including between people, that won't be clear to you and that will become clear to you in time. But you have to give it that time to do that. Work with the supervisor to get to know their management style. Try to figure out and be tactful about when they want to meet with you, how often and what context they want questions and ideas. Watch their body language. Watch the basic manners and ways of operating in offices. You know, in many offices, for instance, there's sort of an unwritten rule that if you have a question and somebody's sitting in an office, you should probably knock on the door, even if the door is open, and ask if it's a good moment to ask the question. In other words, don't just walk in, sit down, and talk to them. Make sure that there's a good moment. And there are other office environments where that's not true. And so part of your job is going to be to follow the leader, to observe, and to take your time until you really, really understand what's going on in the environment that you've landed in. And remember, overall, you might be stressed or feel clueless, but you're there to learn and contribute. You were hired for a reason. They did that on purpose. It wasn't a mistake. So do your best, your absolute best, to remember that. Stay humble, be a sponge, absorb, learn and adapt, and you'll make a great impression, I'm sure.
I do think starting a job is incredibly overwhelming. And so those reminders are incredibly important that these things take time and you may make some mistakes, and that's okay. Everyone that you are working with has been there longer than you have and has learned about office interpersonal communication skills, how to do things. And so learning and observing and contributing and making some mistakes along the way is to be expected. But again, just like in an interview where they selected you for a reason, you were also hired for a reason. So they're really excited to have you, and they don't expect you to know everything off, you know, from the beginning, from the first day. We hope that you are successful in all of your new positions that you tackle in the future. And we hope you learned something new. And of course, we're always here to chat with you about how to make the most of your new job or internship opportunity. My name is Tracy Bauer.
I'm Danielson Bang.
And we thank you for listening to Syracuse University GradCast.